This is episode 1855. Welcome to your daily guided meditation. How are you doing? I hope your daily challenge is going well as you challenge yourself to view how you manage stress in a different way. Think about what has been working really well for you as you've applied your daily challenge. The meditation technique for you as you apply these techniques on the go during the busiest times of your life is a technique that's so soothing, and it involves visualizing water, thus the sound of water in the background here. This is a technique where you can focus on an area of your body that is associated with water or going with life's flow. And this is right at your reproductive organs. The color is orange, the vibrant color of creation. And this in Ayurvedic medicine, as well as Chinese medicine and a lot of other very ancient modalities, consider the chakras as harboring your emotions. And so when you're dealing with stress on the go, this can help you to manage your emotions. So when you do the meditation today, I want you to keep in mind a few things. A lot of times when you're thinking about sitting down to meditate, to relax and immerse yourself in peace, you might be thinking that your meditation is what is bringing you this peace. But as you do the meditation technique, become aware of the notion that you're coming to the realization that is already your reality each time you sit down to meditate. My own meditation teacher, Pranaba Hansen, shared in a recent talk he gave how the peace you may feel as you meditate, it's not necessarily an app like you may be listening to now. It's the hard drive. It's who you are. You can always live in that expression and let that filter out to the rest of your life, to the parts of your life that may be more uplifting, even spiritual. And also to the parts of your life that are not necessarily spiritual or uplifting at all. When difficult challenges come into your life, you can still tune into that true inner nature, your essence. Meditation helps you to deepen the expression of yourself that already exists. So it's not that meditation is creating the peace. It's bringing out the peace within you that's already there. You may feel as though you don't necessarily have peace within you, but you do. And you draw that out when you meditate. You may just have forgotten what peace feels like. You may have forgotten that part of yourself, but it is there. And the more you go with life's flow, the more you are able to maintain your true essence, regardless of what comes your way. When you're out there living your life, it can seem like a battle. And you may be hesitant to fight in this battle, to take part in whatever's going on in your life, because you may be so attached to different things about yourself or things in your life, because that may be how you identify who you are. So you may be hesitant to give that part of yourself up. But those parts of you can never be lost. They can't be destroyed. Those things are the essence of who you are. So you can allow the energy of those tendencies and those attachments to be drawn into the flow of energy that's uplifting. So when you're facing a crisis, you can take what's happening and bring it into positive aspects of who you are. When you don't continuously focus on and draw out your positive uplifting qualities like you do when you meditate, then those tendencies can fade because they're not being enriched with energy or focus. They're not being energized. And so this is where you can feel as though you're losing a part of yourself when you were experiencing stress. But that energy isn't lost. It's gained by drawing it into your center, drawing it up to aid in that expression of your true nature. Meditation is primary for us to be in that soul nature of the eternal now. So these are the wise words of wisdom, as I mentioned, from my own meditation teacher, Pranaba Hansen. Always know that you can turn the downward energy you may be experiencing upward, because stress is just a form of energy. It's just an expression of an emotion, and that emotion is gained by the amount of attention or energy you focus on it. So if you could think of energy as attention, that can be helpful to you. Focus on something positive and deep to reorient and reshift and find that positive element in the experience, and then deepen that experience. So as you're seated meditating, think about a stressful situation in your life, something that may cause you ongoing stress, and then practice going with life's flow. Noticing that it causes you stress, but focusing on what's positive within you, and then deepening that positive aspect of yourself. And as you do this, visualize yourself seated at the beach. I'll guide you through the meditation now. So settle yourself down with a straight spine. Close your eyes and keep them slightly elevated upward. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest. Relax your arms. Rest your hands in your lap, or you may hold them in this week's mudra, the Brahma mudra. As you make fists with both your hands, tucking your thumb down into your palm, folding your fingers over your thumbs. This mudra helps to ground you, to feel stable, to feel connected to your innermost essence. Even as you go with life's flow, this essence becomes your anchor. Hold your hands like this with your palms upward as you're holding the fists, and place them right on your lap at your pelvic bone. Relax your stomach. Let it soften as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Relax your hips. Feel yourself grounded. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Notice any remaining tension and gently release it. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Visualize yourself seated at the beach. As the waves roll in, inhale through your nose. And as you inhale through your nose, think of a positive aspect of yourself. Your eyes are uplifted. As you exhale through your mouth gently, visualize the waves going back out to sea and release stress you may be feeling. Let it wash out to sea with the waves. Again, inhaling the waves rolling in to the shore, and focusing on a positive quality about yourself, your true inner nature. And as you exhale, the waves wash out to sea, and you release stress and tension. Exhaling through your mouth gently. Inhaling through your nose as the waves roll into the beach where you're seated, washing around you. Inhaling positive qualities about yourself. And as you exhale, release tension through your mouth, letting go of your stress. Continue to breathe with the rhythm and flow of the ocean. Drawing in your best qualities and releasing stress. Meditate for as long as you feel good doing so. Let go of the technique at some point and allow yourself to sit in silence. When your mind wanders, bring it back to this breath. You are so worth slowing down for.